This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. Here's something that I always have to work at this time of year: what holiday gifts to buy and who to buy them for. Stressful, right? Well, in my family, it certainly is. I mean, you'd like to buy everyone their dream gift if you could, right? Joel Waldfogel of the University of Minnesota says the dream gift is one that is economically efficient. He's an economist and author of the book Scroogenomics, Why You Shouldn't Buy Presents for the Holidays. I asked him on the show to find out what an economically efficient gift actually means. Hi, Joel.
Hello.
So how exactly are people, as some economists are saying, throwing their money away on presents this time of year?
The problem with gift giving is nothing to do with the intentions. Those are all good. But when we allocate resources through gift giving, we do it in a kind of a perverse way. I mean, normally I'll only spend $100 if I see something that's worth at least $100 to me. And so normally $100 worth of spending produces at least $100 worth of satisfaction. With gift giving, I can go out and spend $100 on you, let's say, and if I don't know what you want, my expenditure of $100 can produce $0 worth of satisfaction. So it's just potentially a very, very bad way to allocate resources.
Now, you're not a Scrooge, are you, Joel?
Oh, not at all.
And I mean that in a facetious, heartwarming, Christmas present giving sort of way. Is there an economically efficient, though, way to maintain the tradition of gift giving, do you think?
Well, certainly. I mean, I wouldn't say that people should stop doing what they're doing. After all, most people do a pretty good job, especially buying for the people they're close to. And it's also true that not giving would cause us to miss out on whatever other warm feelings arise from giving. I think the opportunity here is just, first of all, to realize that gift giving is a way to allocate resources. And when we put big dollars down, we'd like to get some big satisfaction back. In the U.S., we spend about $80 billion on holiday gifts, and it would be nice to get, you know, $80 billion worth of satisfaction out of it.
Is there a way to even know how to get that? I mean, how can you get satisfaction back unless you know that the person really liked the gift because you either saw it on their face when they opened it, or they told you or called you or sent you a very nice message?
Well, we have a lot of customs that actually make it hard to know. After all, there's a lot of pressure on recipients to graciously act as though they appreciate or enjoy. I should say enjoy. Everyone appreciates gifts, but they don't necessarily enjoy the item. So, you know, what can we do? I think in those situations where we know we have to give, but we also realize that we have no idea what to give, there are some alternatives to choosing, you know, shooting in the dark and choosing an item. A very popular alternative is gift cards. In the last 15 years, these have grown from a very small share of giving to now at least about a third of holiday gift giving is in the form of gift cards. Now, what's nice about them is that they surrender the decision-making authority to the recipient. So he or she ends up with something that they actually want, at least from the store where you got it.
Well, isn't part of gift giving, I'm going to play devil's advocate with you for a second here, isn't part of it the joy of knowing that someone gave you something that had some thought that was put into it? Gift cards don't seem to carry that.
I think that's right, but it really only works when the giver has enough knowledge to do something accurate. I mean, so I could pretend that I know enough to give you, but I don't really know, and so I'll give you something that terribly misses the mark.
One more thing. Buying a gift for a random person, a la Secret Santas, you know, this that time of the year at the office. What do you suggest people do in terms of getting a gift that they have no idea who's going to end up with it?
Well, if you have no idea, I mean, in principle, the answer would give cash. But even I would have to say that's too tacky, even for a Secret Santa situation. Gift cards are a pretty good solution in that situation. If you give a gift card to a store where more or less everybody shops, I mean, Secret Santa is sort of, in one sense, a recipe for disaster because by construction, you're buying for somebody you probably don't know. On the other hand, it's very, very good compared to having to buy for everyone at the party.
Do you give gifts during the holiday, Joel?
Yes, I do.
Good ones?
Well, everybody thinks he's good at it. I think I'm good at it.
I'm teasing you. Have a happy holiday.
You too.